Attitude of gratitude with the power of praise. Wow. That was so much fun. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else got something before we go on? Okay. We're going to go back to where we were last week this morning. I believe there's a tag, if you will, that needs to be put on it, especially where we were at the end. But then we're going to go into something that is marvelous. It is so much different than I think what most of us see. I've been so excited about getting there that I have to pull back to get to the first part. So if you want to, you can look over to 2 Corinthians with us. Last week, we started in the 9th verse, and we're going to hold that. We're going to push that to the back, verses 9 and 10, for a reason. We're going to pick it up in 11. And to and in whom you all were circumcised. And remember last week we said all those verbs except the last one, which we'll note again, about nailing to the cross. All those verbs are aorist. They're one time. They just happened. You don't go back and do them again. It's happened one time. Once was enough. And in whom you all were circumcised with the circumcision made without hands in the removal of the body of the sins of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. This was done to you. You didn't do it. It happened to you because you have believed. And remember what we pointed out. You can't put it back. Once you cut that skin away in circumcision, you can't put it back on. Get that clearly in your mind. With this circumcision made without hands, it's the circumcision of Christ in the Spirit, something has happened to you, done by Jesus himself, that has removed the body of the sins of the flesh. Past that, verse 12, having been buried with him in baptism, and in which you all were raised with him by the energia, the energy of God, the one having raised him, Jesus, out from the dead. I reminded you last week, all the stuff going back several weeks with the light of life and the energy and the power. We talked about a little bit about some of the things they say about the, quote, Shroud of Turin. We talked about the power of his resurrection, how much power was involved there that raised up Christ from the dead. And Paul is telling us right now that that same energy has raised us up. Got it? The same energy has raised us up. It doesn't just happen, though. It's a faith thing. You believe into him. He does these things to you. You just receive it. Verse 13, and you, being dead in the trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven. Remember, we pointed out how Paul changed the personage. Paul puts himself in there. Having forgiven us all the transgressions. Again, note, it doesn't say having forgiven us all the transgressions. It says having forgiven us all the transgressions. Having forgiven us all the transgressions. Having blotted out the handwriting of the dogma, those volumes of decrees or restrictions or ordinances that have been put against us, which were hupenentias, actually held over against us. That's what that word literally means. These things were held against us. They were held over our heads, but they have been taken away, having been, and here's where the verb is different, it's perfect indicative, having been taken away, perfect. It's a continuing action in the past that continues to have a present effect. All of those ordinances, remember Jesus said that not one bit, not one jot or tittle of the law will pass away until all things are accomplished, right? And when you look at this kind of thing, it sounds like they were, quote, like done away, right? All of those ordinances. But they're not. Well, Mark, now you got me confused. Okay? The law still stands because Jesus said so. However, the handwriting, those ordinances, that dogma, all of those volumes of things, and let me tell you, there's volumes of stuff. We're not just talking about the Ten Commandments here, okay? There's a lot of stuff in the law. There's a lot of things being held against us. For those who have believed into Jesus, he has done these things to you, okay? He has removed. He's done it for everyone, but not everybody's received it. Do you understand that? So the law still stands there. If you're not found, quote, in Christ, then you are out there as a, quote, transgressor of the law. Do you understand that? Okay? But once you enter into Christ, then even though you were dead, he cuts off all of that sin, and you are raised in him to fullness of life in him. And the handwriting of those ordinances that were against you have been nailed to the cross. And that's not a one-time thing. That's a continuing thing, which means no matter what you do, that blood speaks.